Did you send me something? You did?
Yes,
yeah, there it is.
I did.
There you are.
The up one. Yeah, chaos.
Oh, that's right. You did Christmas early.
Yes. Like Christmas is early.
Okay. Okie dokie, here off we go. Oh, and did everybody understand me beating up May about this? About the tempo changes? Should I do that again for you?
I knew it, yeah. I realized
I don't think everybody
nonsense.
Got to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, so. Okay. Everybody should know that.
Okay. No, this is something that probably you should do that should be in your film lecture. But there's too many people in town that don't do this, and you need to do this. So I'll beat you up again, but gently, okay?
Okay.
If you're going to change tempo, you only should change tempo mathematically on the fly, okay? And not higher math, you know, double time, half time, that kind of a thing. Or eighth note equals eighth note. You can do that, like you're going yum, bum, 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 bum. Okay, you can do that. I just did that. You could do that. But changing from 100 to 130, there's no math there. And the problem is, especially if you're going from rhythm to rhythm, there's no way to lock. You just simply cannot lock that new rhythm just automatically. The way to do it, and I mentioned this in this session, but I don't know if I mentioned this in front of everybody, probably, but anyway, I'll do it again. It's worth, right? So the easy way to do this is change tempo under a long note, because then no one except you knows, and the band gets a clear count off. So like here, see how she's got a half note for everybody right here, right? And then she goes to a faster tempo. So what I would have done here, if I really wanted that change, I would make this change on beat 2 of this bar and make that a 4-4 bar, so that you would basically, everybody's hearing the new tempo right in that whole that held note. So she's going one bum bum one bum bum bop 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 bop, because then you've got that new tempo in your head already, and then you can just go drop into that. The players, and don't fuss with it, okay? Don't like do this with the tempo all the way through your cue because you're trying to catch somebody blinking their eye, okay? Just do not do that. I don't care what anybody else says. They are freaking dead wrong, okay? It just makes the session go awful, and it makes the players nervous. There's no reason for it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, because I've worked with people where, you know, every bar is like, you know, 120, 121, 120, 120.5, 122. No, I worked with somebody like that. Because I don't know what they were trying to do. I mean, who's going to know in the queue? I mean, hell, even in cartoons where we're like elbowing our way through the cartoon, I don't do that, but some of my colleagues did. And everybody, you know, and if you want a ramp, make sure that it's a ramp that feels right. You know, use a curve that's not straight. Use like an exponential curve, and tell everybody you're just accelerating there. You know, don't keep it a secret, but don't give them a string of quarter news this, quarter news that, quarter news this, quarter news that, quarter news this, quarter. Don't do that. They can't read that. Just say accelerando and give them the starting tempo and the new tempo. Okay, if you're doing a accelerando or a decrescendo. Now, when men were men, we used to, if we wanted a decrescendo, we would just lengthen all the notes in the same tempo when men were men, and it was too hard to change tempo. You know what I'm saying? So if we wanted to retard, we would just write it with the same tempo. So it's a b-da-da-dum. If I wanted to have to slow down, a b-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then everybody knows exactly where you are, and this keeps going like this, and no one gets hurt. And you don't have to fuss forever on your computer to try to make it work, you know. I mean, it's easy now to do the ramp, But you do have to just, all I'm saying, what's the bottom line here? You're writing for real people. Right? You're writing for real people. That's the bottom line. So make sure that that's happening. Okay? Everybody good with that? Okay? So, did I beat you up enough again? It's okay. Because I don't want you to get off scot-free here. Okay, here we go. We did exactly that at the end. I just doubled it. Yeah. Okay? So we just kept whatever was given and said it was 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. Okay? And I subdivided great big here so everybody saw that. And I don't know how Jonathan tells you to do that, but it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. You just interrupt every beat. You know? That's mm-hmm. how I do it. I'm sure he has a much more elegant way of doing it, but I'm not anything but elegant. So this is a fairly powerful piece. You got a lot. Is this question answer kind of a thing worked pretty well? That's a tough lick that you had in play. But beep bop, you know, beep bop, beep bop, beep bop. Yeah. That's kind of tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. But he did it.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Yeah. That's really good at
it. He groaned. He was groaning, but he did nail it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He was groaning. But you get used to it. I've worked with him long enough, and I just ignore his groaning. Okay. And these guys work really well. The decrescendo, I think that works pretty well. These explosions in the middle here, maybe you could support those guys a little bit. I mean, he's out there all by himself.
Yeah.
You might want to support him a little bit in those endeavors where he's like popping out those notes. You know, it's a little frightening up there all by yourself.
For a French horn or
right here. Well, I don't know if you want to do. You know, the thing is, it's. The color by itself, I think, is probably okay. Mm-hmm. I would hate, I mean, I wouldn't do 2 octaves below because that would be nasty. Mm-hmm. But maybe 1 octave below or maybe like a crash or something. Because you're coming down and you've got this bing. You've got the clarinet in there. Yeah. No, you've got the clarinet in another place, which doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you going to? Yeah. Let's be a little realistic.
Yeah.
I would say maybe a percussion kind of a thing of some sort, you know, just to give him a little bit of support there. Okay. He doesn't really need it, and maybe it's fine just as a solo kind of a thing. I may be just, encouraging you to over-orchestrate where it doesn't need to be.
Okay.
But... I would have probably, if it had been me, I would have probably supported it with something. I would have questioned myself.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it again.
Thank you.
having thought about it again, I probably would have put that quarter note rest in time and started the halftime here.
Oh.
I think that gave you too big of a break.
Okay.
I mean, that's just me. But that's what razor blades are for, right? I think that's fine. You know what I wouldn't have done, though, is double the trumpet and the clarinet here.
Okay.
I think that should have been solo. Because they're banging around there, and one person in solo, any little discrepancies you could call art.
Okay.
But with two people up there, it's a mistake.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because there's a little bit of fuzziness going on between the two of them. And so, I can give you another way of approaching that too. Well, you're actually doing it. See, you're doing it in the horns anyway. You're supporting them in the horns.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, which is what I was going to say until I started reading the score, actually. Mm-hmm. and found out you were subverting it. So you're doing the same thing. But I don't think I would double it with the clarinet.
Okay.
I think that's asking for the difference between them.
Okay.
When if everybody's in the mid range and everything, it's probably fine. And you can tell I'm overly cautious about that. So the next orchestration teacher you talk to may tell you that's just perfect.
Yeah.
But they'd be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the solo part will be more beautiful because doubling sometimes they won't play together.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, it's not that one person is wrong and the other person is right. It's just that there's, especially when they're fighting for their life on a piece like that,
yeah.
You know, it'd be good to not have them try to do it in unison. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, let's